I'm originally from Afghanistan, and I'm here in the United States about 15 months. When I was working with the US military, I heard about the all goodness of US, all good things, and when I got here for the first week, everything was still normal for me. And then after a week, I was kind of hearing all about the like working, the insurance, paying bills, all these things. I was like, oh, these are hard for me. I never done this before. So yeah, it was hard for me because I missed 2 times the like the bills, like paying my bills, my like the rent. And they're still charging me for the late fee, and I was so pissed and so angry. It's like, why? What's wrong with it? Why they think that we are stealing their money? Why are we escaping away? We're still here, we're living, we're gonna pay their money. Why are they charging late fee? What are they charging for this? These things were so strange for me in the first time. So I got used to it now. I never got the chance to go to high school, go to like college. My father was not working. My brother, he was working. He was just helping himself. So I was living in Helmand. If I go to college, I have to go to Kabul because we don't have that much college and in Helmand. And in that time, we didn't had a we had only morning time school. So that wasn't work for me because I have to work, I have to help my family, I have to help all my brothers. So that's only the difference in here that I like it about here. So anytime you can go to school, you can go to college, you can work hard, you can. And there's a lot of work opportunities that you can work everywhere you want, but there's in Afghanistan, there's a it's hard to find a job. It's hard. It's in here you have all this opportunity to work and go to work, go to school. And I'm planning to go to computer tech college after school. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying because I like it about here, the opportunity that same time I can go to school and I work. I'm from here I can support my family back to Afghanistan and my life here. I miss the from Afghanistan. It's food, my family. I cannot get that food when I was eating in Afghanistan. I mean, I can still getting the same food, but it still doesn't taste the same. Like they have this Afghani restaurant not here, but they have in Denver. They're pretty good, but still they're not this. They didn't taste the same as when you're eating in Afghanistan. So especially when you eat those kebabs, like they have a lamb kebab and they have a qabli, it's a rice. They're tasty, they're pretty good. So if you go to Afghanistan, this is a famous dishes in Afghanistan, kebab and qabli and mantu. These are the famous dish and everybody know when you're talking. They are delicious, but you cannot get it here. You can get the qabli in here in African restaurant, but not mantu. So I'm planning to bring my family over here, so that's the first step. I have to have a citizenship, and I cannot bring them without citizenship and if I don't have it. So yeah, I'm applying for the citizenship to get it. Right now, if I'm imagining, I'm thinking about the youngest brother. How they're struggling there, how they going to school. I mean, they don't have this opportunity that the kids are having here. It's a good opportunity to work here and get the education and I mean, that's the only way it works. If you start from here and get the education, get everything, and then you can start helping make Afghanistan better.